Well, we are now in the 12th week of Ordinary Time, and as of today, we are in full-fledged summer, not just the meteorological summer, which is June 1st, and not just the cultural summer, which is Memorial Day. We're in the summer, which is today, which is the summer solstice, longest day of the year. And there's always that person, so let me be that person who says, well, you know, after today, the days get shorter. Well, yeah, I guess so. But the summer will be a great summer, and obviously a lot better than last year. So we're looking forward to it. In the meantime, obviously it is Monday, and on Mondays I bring you the homily that I did over the weekend at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Just a reminder, you're always welcome to the 10 o'clock Mass on Sundays to come join us at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, so please consider that for next Sunday. And we're there, and if you have any questions or comments, you know where to find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today's gospel, as you'll hear at the beginning of my homily, comes to us, as do most of the gospels this year, from Mark. But it's the story of the storm, the squall that hits the boat. Now remember, this is an open boat. This is similar to what you would now see to be a large rowboat, although it was not a rowboat. And of course, as we know from the gospel story, there is the squall, there's water coming over the gunwales, which wouldn't be high off the water to begin with, and Jesus is sleeping through the whole thing, and you can also imagine, he's in the stern of the boat, that takes more of the tossing than you will experience, so he's in the stern of the boat, water's probably spraying over him while he's sleeping, and he's sleeping. And of course, then the apostles panic, they stand up, they get him to wake up, they express their fear and their panic, and then all of a sudden it happens, Jesus shuts off the storm. Let's listen in to see what I talked about over the weekend. Whenever you read anything in the Gospels, always remember the last line of the Gospel of John. John is the last Gospel written, and today's passage comes from Mark. Mark is the first Gospel written. So the last line in John says that Jesus did so many things, and he said so many things, that if they were all written down, all the books in the world could not hold all that information. So we see that in that, we ask the obvious question next, well, in that case, why is anything that we see in any particular gospel passage there at all? Because we know what is there is just a small amount of what actually could be there, because he said so much. So we ask that question obviously here. Now, one answer is that the story is helping the community at the time deal with the problem. And in this case, the problem is with fear. Remember, fear is the first emotion expressed by Adam after the fall. Fear is the fruit of the fall, and it is a destructive emotion that, as we can see over the past year, can be used to motivate people to do anything. Remember, this passage is from the first century Rome. The Jews considered the Christians at the time a heretical cult. The Romans considered them unlawful worshipers of a foreign deity. They were not popular. However, they are finding a truth in Christ that they can find nowhere else. If we were looking for a modern day version of them, check with the Christians living underground with the Chinese. There are times that there are things going wrong. Some people are being martyred or have been martyred, and others are worried about how they're going to be treated by friends and relatives. They may lose all because they embraced Christ. They've discovered something in him they can find nowhere else. They're encountering on a spiritual, social, political, and economic level something that is beyond what they can comprehend, but it brings their own storms. They see today's gospel story, and suddenly they are confronted with those powerful words of Jesus. Why are you afraid? It was a powerful message reminding them who they believe him to be. The first reading from Job explains that in the Jewish world, they understood that there was only one God and that he was the creator. He is the master of all that is around them. There are not many gods, as the other cultures believed. But so in the Jewish community, you're not going to hear stories of people being subject to the god Poseidon's battle with the god Sol. They're understanding that none of that is real, that there is one God. He is the creator of the universe, and he is the one who controls all. This is illustrated powerfully by Jesus silencing the storm. Now they recognize something powerful in him that is beyond just the fact that they see him as Jesus. Now first he's asleep in the stern, which suffers the worst effects in a storm, the stern. And remember, there's an open boat there, so you can imagine water is splashing over the gunwales. Yeah, there he is sleeping. Water splashing on him anyway. And when he literally shuts off the storm, he demonstrates to the apostles that he commands nature to do as he says. In a way, this lesson is most important for them to learn because it's going to be something they're going to draw upon when things get tough. When they begin to evangelize, they will be dealing with the antagonism of the temple authorities, the Roman authorities, their own families, their own society. However, many times in the New and even the Old Testament, that message of trusting God is a key message, and it is central to Christianity. Some believe that their life should be a smooth journey once they return to the faith, and then they get shocked and even discouraged when things go wrong. And sometimes things go seriously wrong. The saints always talked about all being grace and all will be well. St. Paul commanded us to rejoice in the Lord always. And he was writing in the Philippians, when he was in chains. However, that can be more easily said than done. The biggest problem is that unlike Jesus, the apostles and even we do not see what's coming up, what's coming directly. We may have a glimpse, but we have to trust Jesus to fully understand and to persevere. You see, when you see Jesus just shutting off the storm, as we continue through our own storms, it can be difficult. So, Lord, why didn't you just shut off my storm? I want you to look at what is not in the gospel. What happened the next time they were out fishing and they hit a storm? Jesus was with them. And the same thing's happening. Water's coming over the gunwale. He's sleeping in the back. It's all a mess and the whole bit. But they obviously knew that all would be well. They ultimately would survive, and at the end of their lives, they would encounter Christ personally. All our difficulties can be learning experiences for us to teach us for the challenges to come. Or sometimes you're in a situation you're in because you are the one who's gone through those difficulties and have the skill to deal with it. God is talking about choosing you and taking you for your experience. It can be difficult going through the storm and even terrifying, but the solution is to draw closer to Christ and let it bring him closer to you. The other solution is to walk away and to turn away and say, I've done with this. And there you might find some form of temporary peace. However, do not forget the words of St. Teresa of Avila. Paraphrase, they are this. What a stupid idea it is for there to be a treasure, a great treasure at the end of the road, and that road not to be filled with obstacles, thieves, and marauders. Those who continue on the road become the victors, even more victorious if others see their perseverance and continue.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app?
Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, listen to the archives of the show, send us feedback, send us a prayer request, join our Substack newsletter forum, whatever the case may be. That's all at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, you heard that whole thing. Now, I don't know if you noticed the notes. If you happen to look up the notes that I always post at CatholicAudioMedia.com, I only had 3 pages. I've sometimes ended up with 25 pages of notes. And this time, this particular passage wasn't used a lot in any documents. So I only had together about 3 pages. And I think most of them were from one book. So when you realize that, you realize there isn't much there to build a homily on, but there's plenty of other resources. And one of the fascinating things I realized was exactly what I talked about there. The very first emotion that the human expressed after the fall is fear. I think that's an important thing for us to look at, because fear is that emotion that is so powerful, and here it can control people. It can lead people to be frozen in fear, unable to do things. It's a really powerful, powerful emotion. And there you have the apostles terrified, yet Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. You know, I am with you. Why are you afraid? How can you still be afraid?" So it's something to keep in mind when we are going through difficult and painful times, and even keep in mind when we look back of something we have been afraid of and notice it didn't happen. And those are important things. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.